How quantum fields link mind, matter, and UFOs. How are mind, matter, and UFOs linked? Through quantum fields, according to Jack Sarfati, a theoretical physicist, who recently spoke on Epic TV's Bay Area Innovators program about how he first became interested in the subject. Sarfati was born in 1939 and described himself as a World War II child because he remembers it very vividly. His uncle and grandfather were in the army. When Sarfati was about 7 or 8 years old, he lived with his grandparents and often went to the Army Quartermaster Corps to play. I remember this army officer would come and talk to me, and I was a very bright kid reading all the science fiction rockets and all the Isaac Asimov, all that stuff. And this officer would encourage me, you know, to study that. And he even started talking about flying saucers, he recalled. In high school, he was enrolled in a special program for children interested in science at Columbia University in Manhattan. Later, he attended Cornell University. My professors were the guys who built the atomic bomb. If you saw the film Oppenheimer, those were the guys I learned physics from at Cornell, said Sarfati. He studied under Philip Morrison and Robert Wilson, with Hans Bethe as his advisor. Sarfati became a young assistant professor of physics in San Diego and ran Navy programs and worked on military contracts. He said the CIA and Defense Department went to him and asked him to work on two problems, how consciousness works and how flying saucers fly. He says the consciousness problem was solved 30 years ago, and the propulsion problem was solved around 2011. He says they were explained through quantum mechanics and entanglement. Quantum entanglement is a property of the quantum wave function. If, say, you have a quantum wave function, I have a quantum wave function, and they merge together, then that's kind of entanglement, said Sarfati. He says consciousness works on a quantum level, where the mind is a quantum mechanical wave, and this mental field can affect matter, causing a person to be able to move their own body. When a person is conscious, he or she can sense and react to their surroundings due to the electric charges in the nervous system. They're like patterns, the neurodynamics of that gets down to a certain level, and what it's doing, it's reacting back on this coherent quantum field that's in your brain or all over your body, he explained. And it's those little perturbations, that's your conscious experience. In addition to quantum mechanics, there is also something he calls post-quantum mechanics. What was missing from normal quantum mechanics was the action-reaction principle, Newton's third law of motion, where there is an equal and opposite reaction for every action, he said. Our consciousness is simply the reaction of matter back on its quantum wave function, which is a mental thing, he said. Sarfati believes this concept of matter reacting to its quantum wave function leads to the idea of UFOs as super-artificial intelligence. These things flying around, they are already conscious AI, said Sarfati, referring to classified military intelligence and his research into UFO propulsion and gravity manipulation. He describes how UFOs utilize metamaterials and electromagnetic fields to manipulate gravity, enabling their extraordinary acceleration and ultra-fast movement. He points out that Apple's M3 and M4 chips are already using metamaterials. He added that people realized back in the 1920s that electromagnetism could change gravitational fields, which means time travel is theoretically possible. Sarfati is involved in Project Stargate, a joint venture between OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle to invest in AI infrastructure.